Betty returned from a shopping trip to find Chandler and Jeffrey Marshall trying to identify a picture which had appeared on the wall, reflected in some occult way from Marshall's tortured mind. Bob and Chandler recognized it as a picture they saw months before in the crystal, a strange, forgotten island off the coast of Sumatra. The present act opened to the observatory of Beatrice 3 days later.
Magician.
Well, boy, let us come up here again, Beatrice. Thanks.
I hope you will feel free to come here whenever you like, Mr. Regent.
Well, we wouldn't want to be in the way.
No, but you will let us come here some night and look at the stars ourselves, won't you?
Yes, indeed. I've been hoping to complete some observations I've been making so that I might ask your charming mother to come here again.
I'm sorry, Beatrice. But you know, she was so scared the other time when we looked at those pictures of Lemuria.
Oh, I would not wish to alarm her.
Oh, dear, I'll be glad to have her come back. It seemed so funny without her.
I did not understand your mother had gone away.
Oh, yes, yeah, she's been gone away about 2 days. You know, Bob, I should think if Uncle Frank wanted anybody to help him, he'd send for you. Because what could Mother do to help him?
Besides, they had Mr. Marshall with him. Kind of funny about Mr. Marshall anyway, isn't it?
What did you mean by that, Mr. Regent?
Oh, I only meant he... I shouldn't think he'd have time to go prowling around on some island with Uncle Frank.
How do you know he has gone to one of the neighboring islands?
Oh, he said so, Beatrice. He said he and Mr. Marshall were going for a little trip, and maybe they'd be gone 3 days.
See, I wish I knew what Uncle Frank wanted Mother for.
It's the first time Mother's ever gone away and left us.
No, it isn't. Remember over in Algiers when she and Father went up to that ruin? And they were gone all the time Dimitri was...
Oh, yes.
Do you by any chance refer to Prince Dimitri?
Why, sure. Did you know him?
There is a Prince Dimitri whom I know.
Oh, but this man... I mean, he's not alive now.
Oh?
We saw him when he jumped off the wall of the villa, right down into the sea.
Was this also in Algiers?
It was about 30 miles away, right up on the cliff. Betty and I... Well... You see, Uncle Frank was gone, and Dimitri gave us a big line about how he was a secret service man like Uncle Frank.
Oh,
and...
So that is the profession of your distinguished uncle.
Gee, I would...
Yes, you'll never be any good for the British Secret Service if you're...
Well, gee, Beatrice, I wish I could ask you to forget I said that about Uncle Frank.
You may rely upon me, Mr. Regent, not to betray your confidence.
Oh, thanks. Listen, Betty, we better go. Auntie's over home alone.
Oh, yes, we must.
Before you go, won't you tell me a little more of why your mother left so suddenly and apparently in secret?
We don't know anything about it, Beatrice. Except that when we waked up that morning, she was gone.
Yes, and there was a note from her that said Uncle Frank had sent for her. She'd have to go right away. She said she'd be back as soon as she could.
Who brought her your uncle's message?
We don't know.
Beatrice... You don't think anything's happened to her, do you?
Don't be silly, Betty.
Oh, I guess I am silly. Well, come on, Bob. Thank you so much, Beatrice, for showing us the telescope.
Yeah. Don't forget now. The first night you're not really working, so we won't be in your way. We want to come over and look through it.
You shall have the opportunity very soon.
Okay, that'll be swell. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good morning.
Wait a minute, Betty, before we go in the house. I don't want Nanti to hear this. Now, we didn't find out anything from Beatrice, did we?
Well, no. Except that he didn't care whether Mr. Marshall went with Uncle Frank or not. Come on, Bob, let's go in. Okay, hot out here.
Okay. Nanti! Nanti!
I am here, Bob, in some good study.
It's getting hotter every minute outdoors.
Say, Nanti, you don't think anything's happened to Mother, do you?
Why should you think of that, Betty Lou?
I don't know.
Uncle Frank wouldn't take Mother any place where it was dangerous. Gee, it'd be great if we could look into Uncle Frank's pistol over here and see where they are.
Oh, wouldn't that be exciting? Oh, I wish we could. Nadia, why don't you...
Yeah, Nadia, come on.
I cannot, Bob.
Oh, sure you can. I bet it's just because you think you can. Come on, try.
I do not mind to try, Bob, but you know I am no longer a sorcerer.
Well, let's try anyway. I'll put the crystal over here. Now, you sit there, Betty. Nadia, you sit here, and I'll sit here. Now, let's all think hard.
I don't see a thing, do you?
Mm-mm.
Are you trying hard, Nadia?
Wait. For a moment, it was almost as if I might succeed.
Oh, gee.
Still, Bob. Listen. It's those drums like they had in the cave on the island. You hear them, Bob?
Of course I hear them.
Wait. Wait. There is a picture forming in the crystal.
Oh, Bob, it's that island where we saw Father that time.
The island where Uncle Frank is, I bet.
I bet it is, too. See that little open place and the huts all around it?
How clear it is growing.
Oh, the jungle drum.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of those natives coming out of the jungle. Look at that big one in front with the crazy-looking kind of a mask on.
Do you not see who it is? The witch doctor is Vinyan.
It isn't either Vinyan, Najee. I mean, how can it be?
Vinyan's an old man.
Indeed it is Vinyan. Do you think I do not know him?
Look, Betty. Look in the crystal, quick. Isn't that Uncle Frank and Mr. Marshall right there at the edge of the jungle among the trees? See their white suits?
Yes, there it is. Oh, what do you suppose they're doing?
I bet they're waiting for a chance to pop off Vinyan. That really is Vinyan.
Well, I don't think they'd go all the way over there just for that.
You don't? Well...
Never mind. Look at those natives. What do you suppose that goat is for? Oh!
It is the ceremony of sacrifice.
Don't you wish we could hear what they say? Nadia, can't you...
An hour ago, I would have said it was impossible. But now... Now it is proof that I can once more...
Try, Nadia, try!
I will try, but...
Go on. We aren't afraid, are we, Betty?
By the power of ancient Egypt, I call upon the forces of which I am a part to bring to us in this room the voices of those in the jungle.
What's that? I don't hear them.
Oh, Bob, look. They've got somebody in there with those natives, all wrapped up in that funny cloth.
Oh, no, no.
What's the matter, Nadia?
Listen. It is the jungle drum.
It means we can hear them then, doesn't it? Hey, look who that is they've got out there. It's Mother.
Quiet, Betty Lou, or we will lose the picture. And perhaps we will never know what occurs there.
Well, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to go.
Oh, Bob, you don't even know where that island is.
And if you are not silent, I cannot... But... I heard a voice.
Thank heaven I brought this pistol. Don't fire. Our only hope of saving Garvey is to keep them from knowing we're here. Did you see that?
What are we going to do?
I can't understand how they ever got her here. Why she'd come with them. Or why they should select her. Great Scott. She must have been gone from the house in Surabaya for 2 days to reach here.
And they'd never think of looking here for her, would they?
No. As far as I can learn, no one ever comes here. Marshall, look. This is more than the native ceremony of sacrifice.
Why? What do you mean?
I mean that mask doesn't belong.
What?
It's neither native nor Javanese nor...
Vinyan!
It's Vinyan.
But you're not Vinyan. You can't be. Vinyan's an old man.
What is Mrs. Regent's name?
Most amazing thing I've ever known. If she really is the same man. On the boat. And again, when we saw him on the island of Flora, he was an old man. Thin and shriveled. And his hands were like claws.
Where had he come from, Mr. Chandler?
As far as we know, he came from India. Why?
Because I've seen just this sort of transformation take place in the people in the African jungle. They eat the bark from a peculiar jungle tree.
What are you going to do? My brother isn't here.
I sentence has been spoken, Sister of Chandu. And the power of Ubaste shall not fail.
What do these natives have to do with the cat worship?
I don't think they have anything to do with them. I think this fellow's tricked them into believing Dorothy, the powerful witch doctor from another island.
Oh, stop! Stop those drums!
No! The drums shall go on and on and on, beating out their rhythm of death.
That's what Nadi said.
Nadi has escaped the spell of Ubaste, only to lose herself in the black pool of the secret star.
something new. What are we going to do?
All these silent men who stand about you, sister of Chandu, you are but another victim for the sacrifice. For I have said to them, the god of the jungle has spoken, and they know there is one who must die.
I'm not afraid to die.
Chandler, what are we going to do?
Listen, watch, and be ready to go with me instantly.
Sister of Chandu, once before, thou hast looked into the face of death and hast escaped. This time, thou shalt die. Chandu shall be defeated, and Ubasti shall have her revenge.
But my brother will never know.
He will hear the word of the jungle.
The god of the jungle is angry!
They're running away. The witch doctor's hut has caught fire from the lightning. They must think it's an ill omen.
All but Tindyan.
He doesn't mean to let her go.
Look!
Stop! Tindyan! Stop!
Come to
Frank! Oh, take a handful of my throat!
Stop, Tindyan! Let her go!
Look! The natives are coming back! They've seen us! This is the end for all of us!
Oh, no, it isn't. By the power of the Emerald Casket and of the 3x3, I say to you both that we are even now in Java.
Mother!
And you beat that.
Thank you.